Welcome, folks. Just a reminder, we are here for the restaurant people. If you want a glimpse behind the curtain and into the culinary underbelly, come on in. But don't get mad if your feelings are hurt, because this is for the industry dogs. So put your thick skin on and give it a listen.
We'd like to thank everybody for coming back to the Industry Dogs, the show where we talk about absolutely everything and absolutely nothing. On my left, we have Justin Zier, and on my other left, we have Tim Kindle. We are here today to kind of shoot the shit with everybody. We got a couple of things on the docket. We were going to talk about the THC program here in the state of Iowa, the state of and St. Patty's Day. So should we just jump in here?
Yeah, let's start with St. Patty's Day.
Let's do it.
That was a lot of fun.
If these guys had a fucking calendar, knew what day it was on, I think it'd be a little more fun.
100%. Yeah, Cedar Rapids is definitely keeping us on our toes downtown on when to be ready for them to come drink. That's for sure. So thank you, but kind of, maybe.
Yeah, like thank you, but it hurt.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, through gritted teeth, we, long story short, we were all geared up for Sunday, St. Patty's Day. The parade, for the first time in a long time, was going to be actually on St. Patrick's Day downtown. So we load for bear for Sunday just to get absolutely horse-fucked all day Saturday.
Correct.
Correct. Okay.
Correct.
For those of you who don't know what horse-fucked means, you can use your imagination. It's a little industry term that the three of us use.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's about all with Paddy's Day, I think.
I don't know. It's just like the more you think you know, the more you realize you don't know shit.
Right. Right? Exactly.
You predict and you go off of past sales. But I mean, anytime that a holiday falls on just a little different day, you know, that presents its own little challenges and nuances and expectations. And then you think you're like, oh, okay, well, this is probably going to fall like this. I'll probably
play out like this. Easter, where it falls on a Sunday every year.
Yeah, exactly. It's like Paddy's Day is that floating holiday that just kind of like always catches you off guard. And then the fact that in Cedar Rapids, we're trying to, I think we're kind of trying to figure out where the parade is going to fall. I mean, they do tell us, hey, it's going to fall on this day. It's going to ahead of time, but not everyone knows that. They
We've
don't realize it. Not everyone's
confusion.
Following it. Yeah, and there's just a little bit of disconnect there where I think we just need to get that word out a little better. But like, because, you know, some cities, they do every Saturday, and that's just always how it is. And then it's just here, it's been a little different. It's jumped around. You know, pre-COVID, Cedar Rapids was one of the biggest St. Paddy's Day like capitals of the country. And it didn't matter. You could do a parade on a Tuesday and everyone would still call in sick and show up. But it's a little different now.
Well, they voted on, you know, pushing it to a weekend, right? And I was a fan of that. Not everybody was, but I was operating under the assumption that we'd get more people, more families, people wouldn't have to take it off work because of the one Saturday that it did fall on years ago was the busiest we'd ever been at Bricks. And it also was because it was super nice out as well.
Was
so,
that 2012, Tim?
Oh, that roughly
80-degree Saturday?
Yeah, it was unreal.
Yep, that was it.
And so we had that happen. And so I was always like, yeah, maybe we need to be doing this on a weekend. And so when they changed it, I loved it. The problem was is no one knew that it was changed. And so they still showed up on the 17th,
guns,
whatever day that
guns blazing.
Guns blazing. And then last year, the Saturday was kind of a dud, and the again
last year it was because it was on Friday,
it was
right?
Yeah, maybe.
And
that's
it. We had leap year, so then it would jump from Friday to Sunday.
Yeah,
so it was on Friday the parade, and then a lot of people came on Saturday and they're like, hey, when's the parade gonna start? And we're like, yeah, you missed it was a day ago,
right? Yeah, it was just kind of,
I think that's kind of how it played out. Yeah. If memory serves me correct, but you know, so it was on Friday, then it jumps to Sunday. And then the parade runs on Sunday. Okay, cool. Right. But then we got smoked on Saturday, and we didn't see that coming at
all.
So it's just, I feel like we're just still trying to figure this out. It'd be nice if we could either lock it into Saturdays or just always know it's just going to be on the day.
I noticed a huge disparity in the crowd age between Saturday and Sunday.
Right.
The kids were out on Saturday going hard.
A lot of party
buses. Drinking kids.
Yeah,
the legal drinking kids.
Yes.
Not the kids.
Yeah, sorry. Yeah, the younger kids.
I
would say
that
the 21 to 28-year-old demo was out on Saturday with somebody else's credit card going fucking bananas. And then Sunday you saw the families and the just more of a manageable pace.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, yeah.
And it was nice. Absolutely. It was nice.
No, it was great. It was kind of a double dip. You know, we did really good on both of those days. And honestly, we did the year before too. It was just a lot that fell in the unknown, and it just kind of worked out that way. But you know, the mystery of coming into next year when it's on a Monday, it's like, is the parade going to be on Monday or is it going to be on Saturday? It's like question mark.
I bet on this stuff like football. I'm terrible at it.
Well, and you know, the real industry dogs out there with us know that it takes a lot of time and effort to prepare for these things,
right?
And then for it to happen in 180 degrees the other way. Yeah. Really can throw you off. Like Tim and I were sitting in the office on Sunday morning just staring at each other like, okay, we need to go get fucking what everything happened? All over again.
Right.
And we had to call
Super Favors.
And yeah, we had to call in Super Favors. Then we got to look at our staff who had just worked 16 hours the day before. Be like, great job, guys.
Round two.
Smack you on the ass. Go get them. You know?
Do it again.
Yeah.
Also, I think that the thing too that we need to, you know, that's hard to decide is, should we be doing it on Monday? Because it's nice getting that parade on a Monday and a Tuesday, and if people might still do that celebration, you might get that younger crowd on that. And then if you have a parade, I mean, it's great when it's a Monday or Tuesday or Wednesday and you get that double dip.
Right.
But it's also nice having that consistency and just everyone just kind of getting used to that tradition.
I didn't mind the Saturday before. You know, Chicago dies the river the Saturday before St. Patrick's Day, no matter where that is. If that's St. Patrick's Day is on Sunday, they die at that Saturday.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. Yeah, that was what Friday, that Cedar Rapids was trying to move to.
And I didn't hate it.
Yeah.
But I feel like a lot of the old Sapodapaso old heads that were really holding tight, clutching their pearls to the old ways, didn't really appreciate it. You know,
right. Some of those people have now left.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
I was literally told that.
Yeah.
All due respect to them.
Yeah, well, I mean, they've been doing a fantastic job over the years. It's just, I just think that we need to do a better job of just getting the word out and just a little bit more transparency for everyone so everyone's on the same page. But, you know, that responsibility falls on us just as much as it does them.
Sure.
But I just think that, you know, it's like that, but we still didn't figure out what is the right answer. Would it be nice having it on a Monday or Tuesday, should it just always be on Saturdays? You know, we don't know.
I think maybe as our group, maybe we just need to get more involved with the Sapodapaso committee, you know what I mean, and have those conversations and see what we can do and what we can help with.
That's not a bad idea. We're involved with everything else down there at this point.
Right. We know more now than what we did yesterday morning. And for everyone listening, we're talking about THC in Iowa. And the big question mark of what we should be doing, how to do it, and how to move forward. I listened to the Iowa Restaurant Association Zoom call yesterday. It was probably 30, 40 minutes long. Got a lot of really good information, a lot of things that I know our places will probably change a little bit. Thankfully, we've been doing a pretty good job that I know of, but there's a lot of question marks, I think, for a lot of people like us out there, if they should have it, if they should be buying it, if they can get it, or how to serve it.
What it looks like for insurance.
A lot of those, you know, we've had those phone calls, insurance phone calls, credit card processing calls, stuff like that. So, yeah, we're just going to kind of chat through that stuff and...
Yeah, I mean, to start it off, obviously, it hit Iowa, and we were all kind of guns blazing and super excited, right? And it's things are hitting it, and then it's like, okay, well, you have gummies, you have the drinks, and then you have people coming out there, and they're saying, hey, you want to sell our products? And then, okay, you know, that sounds good, but then all of a sudden you figure out you need to fill out some paperwork to do that, and then you need to submit it to somewhere, and then they okay it, then they send it back. Then you find out each individual new item, you need to submit that, and then they need to okay that. And then these other people that are coming trying to sell you products, some of them don't even know that you need to do that. And then they don't even have the stuff ready to present to you to do that.
Big time cart in front of the horse situation.
100%. You know, everything happens so fast. It's like the people that were selling it seemed to like not know what they're doing half the time. Not all of them, but some of them. And it just made it that much more confusing for us. So then everyone's kind of asking us, hey, what are you doing? It's like, we're all learning this together and we're trying to do our best. So within FNF, we established our own rules just to be extra precautious because we wanted to, you know, err on the side of caution since this was kind of unknown. So, you know, we said no serving under 21, let's not exceed 20 milligrams and stuff like that. When all we knew is legal in Iowa and there's nothing that was actually established. Since then, you know, the new bill's coming in. They've passed some new things. Do you want to kind of shed a little bit of light?
Let me jump in here for just a second. So back it up 6 months ago, my 7-year-old son could walk into Cliff's and ask a server for a THC drink, and legally he could get one. Obviously, it's up to the discretion of the restaurant. But it was just such an unregulated market.
Right.
And I think that's what Justin was just touching on here. I mean, just seriously, wild, wild west. Nobody knew. We're just walking around in the dark trying to figure it out.
Flying by the seat of our pants kind of situation.
And also selling the absolute shit out of it.
Yeah, selling a ton of it with you know, decent margins, which is kind of crazy, and people are buying it, you know, and like we rarely see things like that, you know, just selling, you know, beer or drinks, you know, it's people are always very cautious with their money, but when this came, they weren't. And it's kind of interesting.
The to-go business was wild.
Yeah.
People coming in, buying gummies, getting a 6-pack of these to go, and boom, 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 just felt like a convenience store there.
Yeah. Yeah, and, you know, it's early on, you know, everybody's like, this isn't going to last. Well, you know, I was saying, well, then why is the state letting us create an account, log in, pay them $475?
Investing in an infrastructure
with it to just go away. That's, you know, doesn't I'm not saying the state always makes the best decisions.
But they're not going to put their own time and money into something just to fold it up in 6 months.
Right. But the weird thing was, so we're thinking that and we're like, yeah, we're really excited. So we push it. We do some social media. We go on. We talk to, you know, the Gazette and a couple of the news casters reached out and we did some news blurbs, whatever you want to call it. And then. All of a sudden we're kind of like, we're hearing, hey, you guys probably should stop doing that.
Right.
Because credit card processors aren't super excited about that. Insurance companies aren't excited about this. And there could be some backlash and this could affect you guys and you might have to get dropped. You might have to figure something else out. And we're like, whoa, we thought this was totally legal. We thought we're good. And then all of a sudden there's all red flags coming out. And then meanwhile, they're still asking us, hey, what's going on here? What's going on here? And the rules continue to change. And then we've been told basically just to
kind of lay low,
chill out for a little while.
Yeah. I mean, so as an example, there is a neighboring bar that we have that, literally their Facebook got shut down.
Yeah. Not a couple posts,
the whole thing, which is kind of crazy to think about. They that's more than shadow banning. That's like just blackout.
Well, and it's taken an existing form of advertising that you've built for 5 years.
Right. Yeah. It took everything away from them, which is pretty unfortunate.
It's all just because of the wordage, right?
Yep. The verbiage.
Just how they present it.
Yeah. And I guess so. I never really seen any of the posts, but
from what it appeared. Yeah, they were using THC. They were using the word Delta 9.
Yeah.
So knowing, being armed with that knowledge when I did our first Facebook post, I think I was using terms like alternative portfolios and dry gin.
Green.
California High,
things like that.
California Sober.
California Sober, that's what it is. Sorry.
Oops.
We've got this new portfolio. We're having a lot of fun with it. The staff is really sinking their teeth into it.
Yep.
And it's the biggest, now it's a best kept secret.
Right.
So you only see it when you come on the premises. And I think now that's going to shift a little bit. But I think the same issues are still underlying where state and federal are still butting heads on it, which is why the credit card process.
Right. Well, maybe let me touch on so people out there understand. So credit card companies are owned by banks, right?
Insured by the government.
Insured that are FDIC, basically insured by the government. This stuff is illegal, you know, government, as far as the government's concerned.
Federal
is concerned, sure. So is that all going to come down the chain? Is somebody going to raise that big of a red flag? I have no idea. You know, it's hard to say, but we don't want to be on the end of that. You know what I mean? We have business to, you know, we need to attain to, or
and every one of our places relies very heavily on credit card processing. Yes, sure.
Unfortunately.
Mm.
Gonna... Wait, who was some? Who was telling us where we should go the other day? Who are you talking?
We're going to Sonoma.
That's right.
That's right.
Yeah. Poor Wait. People wine country.
There we go. There we go. Apparently, that's where you're supposed to go.
It's like Mad Dog for wine country.
Perfect.
Or Thunderbird, whatever that shit is. Sorry, I'm on my second. Kind of like I'm on my second weed
redneck Riviera.
Yeah, so yeah, they're drinking some THC right now.
Perfect for us.
Which is a perfect segue to tell you why I don't.
Oh God,
this is great.
Yeah. I've got two wonderful stories, and if anybody out there knows me, knows that I don't really. I've never done any drugs in my whole life.
Didn't have his first drink till when?
Didn't have my first drink until I was 29, and so. These things come out.
I used
out.
To think you were so weird for
yeah,
that.
Yeah, I drink now because of Justin. It's his fault.
I'm so
100%.
Sorry. Yeah.
And it's totally and my everybody fault. Out there that, you know, and wait, you work in this industry and you don't fucking drink? Yeah. Well, I do a little bit now. I love margaritas. I love tequila.
I don't think it's weird not to drink anymore, but I just, I mean, going through your 20s in high school and not having a drink.
In, this, like, in this godforsaken
especially
business?
Just the way I kind of was, it was just like, wow.
Yeah, that's I just
good for
did
you,
other
man.
Things.
That's impressive.
But my first experience was on New Year's, and I had some margaritas and made it over to one of our places, and I had to be home by midnight. And I got a – which one did I get?
You had one of these.
Yeah, at a Wild Water and 10 milligram THC. And I had some 2.5s and 5s at home and, you know, whatever. And for probably 2 weeks, I was talking shit. I was like, this is bullshit.
We thought he was immune.
Yeah. Yeah, I thought I was immune, and I was just kind of jokingly talking shit.
Maybe I don't get high.
Yeah, and so I have
Everyone
one of those,
says that
and I'm
until
in a,
that time happens.
I'm in a conversation with an employee of ours, and I'm just, and all of a sudden I come back to reality, and the room's just kind of moving on me, and I'm like, whoa, you know, it was a pretty trippy experience, and I'm like looking at the clock, I'm like, I gotta go, I gotta sit here, I gotta get the hell out of here, and that was 11:30, and I left there at 11:45. I'd be home at midnight. Get home at midnight, get inside, pay the sitter, use the restroom, lay down, turn on Netflix, look at my phone. It's 12:15. I would have bet the farm it had been 2 hours. The farm.
Okay, I got to jump in here for a second. Now, somewhere between Time's there and slow. There, I get a text from him saying, somebody drugged me. So... I'm dancing with my wife, and I'm fucking wasted. So I go running outside. I was like, hey, Tim, are you okay? What's up? And he's like, yeah, I'm fine. I'm in my bed. I'm watching Netflix, eating chips. I was like,
it's a big deal.
Well, you just sent me a very alarming text message. And he looks at his phone. He's like, oh, yeah. No, sorry, dude. I'm good. That happened.
Yeah. So that was my first experience. Like, it was the time lapse is what got me.
But overall, positive experience.
Yeah, it was. I was fine. You know, I probably shouldn't have drove home. Didn't realize that till kind of after the fact, but learned my lesson. And so, whatever, I didn't have any till then. Well, one night, you know, I don't know if I should say this, but whatever. So these vendors show up, and they bring this product. You know, they'll come to your store, and literally you open your hand, and they just dump a bunch of edibles.
They do the same
hand.
Thing the beer guys do, except it's different shit.
Literally, like, here you go, and like...
Give it a go.
It's everything.
And he did.
It's a wide range of things. And so I hurt my back one night at home, and my kid's mom, bless her heart, was like, you should eat one of those edibles. And I'm like, I should. I'm going to bed. Well, it was 25 milligram, and it was a bad situation. I literally thought I was going to shit myself. I sat in the toilet for 30 minutes.
But
didn't. I didn't know if I was going to do that, which way it was going to come out. And... I don't even know how to explain.
So he sent a text out before, like, you know, like, yeah. So this might be the best or worst decision of my life.
I forgot about that.
I'm about to eat. I just ate the 25 milligram, and I go to bed now.
Yeah.
Because I knew if he didn't fall asleep, it was gonna get in his head, and then he was gonna be like,
white knuckle,
what's happening?
Noon.
And he won't be able to fall asleep. And I'm like, whatever you do, whatever happens, you don't have to go to the hospital.
Right.
You're gonna be okay. Just
I thought
stay
I was
in your
going
bed.
To the hospital. I thought for sure Selena was taking me to the hospital. I would have, for sure. And I was terrified of that.
See, luckily for me, I had that first experience at like 13, so I'm armed with that knowledge.
30 years later is when I
right in the back of a car, hotboxing,
and
being like, "Am I getting kidnapped right now?"
So
by my friends,
sitting in the back seat, just trying to concentrate on not dying.
Yeah,
putting all your energy into not dying.
So I made it to my bed off of the toilet. I sent Selena a text. Basically saying I need help, and I think those were the words. And I was so concerned that I wasn't able to text that to her. Like I thought it was gonna be mumbo jumbo. Like literally, I had no idea if it made it to her at all. And like the weight of the world was just pushing me down into my bed. Like I was in trouble. And all I could think was, I'm going to wake up in the hospital. I know I'm going to wake up in the hospital. She's taking me to the hospital because I know how she is. She's,
sure.
She's, you know, Mother Teresa.
Yeah, she
you
is.
Know? And she didn't, thankfully. She told me, she was talking to me, and I was not saying anything properly at all. But that was really my experience, and it was terrible. And so...
And that 20-minute thought-out text was probably like three words
yep.
after you sent
yep.
it?
Oh, for sure. Yeah, yeah. It took that long.
So, moral of the story, kids, is when you don't do these,
yeah.
25 is not the number.
No.
It's nowhere near the number.
No.
So, start I mean,
at... 5 to 10.
Tops.
Okay. Yeah.
So Jamie and I used to split fives.
Yeah.
And, well, yeah. And that goes into the whole thing next, like tolerance, right?
Right.
And expectation. And then where do you draw the lines as far as how you're serving it to the consumer? Right. Some people can handle what he had and like it doesn't even faze them.
You could see people eat two or three
it's
of those.
It's crazy. And then yeah. it can just geek one of us out because, you know, our tolerance is way lower and that's just like not our speed and our way usually. But it's like trying to navigate that is wildly tricky. And then on top of it, it's like, oh, hey, we have Delta 8, Delta 9, Delta 10. And, oh, they all affect you different. And so like 20 milligrams with the Delta 8's like 5 or 10 with the Delta 9 or something. And
right.
It's like, what? But there's no graph or no like real breakdown. They're just like, hey, this one just is a little more mellow. And it's like, cool. What?
So we're doing our own research is basically what we're doing.
Yeah. It's, every day, it's like you're just yeah. kind of adjusting and pivoting. And that's what... Go ahead.
Well, yeah. Well, I mean, my experience there, you know, I wasn't right for a couple days.
No.
At all. It took me a couple days to get.
How'd that back feel?
Right.
Didn't even know you had
Didn't
one.
Didn't even, yeah. but, you know, after those two experiences, I obviously have to take a step back and think to myself, well, gosh, what if somebody did that in one of our stores? You know what I mean? And in like, how do we, you know, we got to be careful here.
Yeah.
And, you know, because there's lots of people like me out there.
Oh, 100%.
That are drinking, you know, having a couple drinks, probably drinking a 10 milligram deal. And then like, you know, feeling pretty good about yourself. But that doesn't mean that it's safe.
Right.
And doesn't mean that we shouldn't be doing a better job.
Doesn't mean we don't have some responsibility.
Right.
Here.
Exactly. And so, you know, I'm glad that the state ended at 10 milligrams per container. I truly am.
Yeah. Right.
I, you know, some people might not agree with that, but in the position that we are in, I have no qualms with that at all. I think it's safe. I think it's doable. And, you know,
it was welcome regulation because it was the wild west. Like I said,
We needed it.
We needed something.
Yeah.
And so what are they now, Tim? It's 10 per container.
That's
well, hold on,
part.
Hold on. Let's back up a little bit because it's not anything yet.
Oh, okay.
This has only been passed through the House,
yes,
needs to go to the Senate, and then you get on the governor's desk. And, you know, listening to the Zoom call yesterday, this could change still. The governor could come back and say, hey, it's going to be this, this, and this, and or else not, right? So right now we can operate, you know, the way we've been operating. More than likely the people that are making this stuff are going to adjust their product for our state to that level, whether or they might wait because nothing's truly been signed. Nothing's really law. You know, it's only
so
went through
what,
one.
What were the proposed changes?
10 milligrams per can with 4 milligrams per serving.
Being the recommended serving.
Which is crazy because that makes a can
two and a half servings.
Right. It's like, why wouldn't they have just
made
the serving in line with the max that you can put in a container. So it just, that's weird. I mean, if they would have just made 5 a serving and then 10 or 4 a serving and then 12 max or 8 max, it just, the fact they don't, those two numbers didn't line up is just,
it's weird.
It's just super strange.
It makes you wonder why they landed there.
Exactly.
There's gotta be something.
There had to be a reason why they did that. And it just doesn't.
I can probably tell you what that is. Because like us, they don't know shit and they probably gotta take a stance somewhere.
I'm wondering, I think she did say it had something to do with the other hemp situation going on with the state. Because obviously...
Like Delta 8 versus Delta 9?
No.
Hemp versus marijuana.
Basically, the people that have a prescription for this stuff. I think there's something to do with that.
The smokables?
Well, there is no smokables.
There's no smokables.
In Iowa. That's no.
Yeah. Edibles and water vapes.
Yep.
Okay, I misheard you.
So my medical card, which I've never used...
You have a medical card?
I do have a medical card.
Good for you.
Well, I've never used it, and I'll tell you why. That goes back into state versus federal because your boy Kale is a pretty proud gun owner. And you get the wrong shit in the wrong house. Next thing you know, you're looking at a 10-year minimum, and I can't afford that. So
no.
I'm trying to keep the government out of my
So where are the places to buy when you have that thing?
So there's a dispensary in Coralville that I can take my card down to. And I don't know. Like I said, I've never been there. I got it like a year ago when my arthritis was flaring up real bad. And it was a 20-minute process. And I got it emailed to me. Like I spent my $40 or whatever it was. And then I thought about it. And then I was like, you know, I really don't want the government involved in this for a lot of reasons.
So I'm going to buy it illegally.
Not anymore, baby. Now they drop it off, call it a sample.
It's crazy.
First taste is free. You've seen The Wire.
That's how they get you.
That's how they get you. Yep.
But I think moving forward, I see a lot of positivity coming from what we are calling our alternative portfolio because it does give non-drinkers that outlet in a bar to be social and not feel that pressure to drink. And I felt that a lot in January when my wife and I both did dry January.
Losers.
Well, you know, I did. When Jared came to town, I got drunk.
Yeah.
Drunk.
What's up, Jared?
On a Tuesday.
Yeah, that was a good night.
But I think by and large, you know, for me, these things do help me in some regard. I can go home after a long, hard day, cook for my kids, do laundry with the wife, do homework with the kids, and then have one of these 5-milligram guys while I'm walking my dog, and I am relaxed. It kind of turns down that part of your brain that doesn't always let you relax. Kind of turns the static down for me.
Right. I need to try more of the nano ones. I think that's something we haven't even talked about yet either, because that was part of my issue.
There, you know, we talked about the different deltas, how that was kind of unknown. It's also unclear a little bit. We've heard if you eat it, then it can affect you a little differently. And the nano stuff, that's supposed to go straight absorb right into it. So the effect time is much faster. So it's just, there's just so many, it's like multifaceted and it's just not super clear. The whole thing's a little ambiguous.
Well, and Justin, you and I have smoked our share of weed over the years.
Never.
As younger men.
Yeah, maybe.
Did that always hit me hard and fast?
Oh, it's immediate.
You know,
you cough, it gets right in there, and you're like, okay.
But an edible, you buy the ticket, you take the ride. Sometimes it's got a 45-minute timer on it.
Oh, for sure.
Right. So you don't really know what you're getting into. So I think, you know, the way you metabolize, like you were saying,
and it keeps on kind of changing as well. Like I mean, even some drinking sometimes can do that a little bit because it's not all nano, I don't think. But
So yeah, this is how it was explained to me was the nanotechnology is basically one molecule broken down into like a million different molecules. So when you ingest it, it goes in basically your body through your lips and your tongue and your mouth and basically kind of down your throat. And it hits you much sooner, quickly, almost immediately, it sounds like.
It's like now, alcohol, like
the stuff that's,
couple minutes.
Right, that's not nano and it gets to your liver. Well, then your liver processes it a certain way. Everybody's different, takes time. And when it hits you, it hits you. And you don't know when it's coming, and it's a whole another animal.
But as you're breaking it down, I feel like I've eaten some before. I've gone like, okay,
slow,
I'm getting pretty high,
and then
and all of a sudden I'm like, I just keep on getting higher, and I'm like, I should be coming down. And then I go to bed, and I wake up a couple hours later, and I'm like, whoa, what's going on?
You're still ripped right now. I'm so hungry. So that's kind of like the half life on a prescription pill. Then is kind of how they.
It's kind of like a pain pill. I feel like where just all of a sudden you're getting fuzzy. You know, not that I take pain pills.
No, I know what you're saying. But I prefer, to be honest with you, these days, I prefer just sipping these because, you know, like when you're smoking a joint and it's going around, you know, if you take a hit and you feel like you're okay, you can put the thing back down. You don't have to take anymore.
Pass it on.
But when you take that edible, as you well know, there's no setting that baby down.
No, no turning back.
Boom.
No, you're on the roller coaster.
I think also one of the things that's kind of interesting is just like the law and like the motivation behind it and everything else. You guys can speak or hop in and correct me if I'm wrong, but right now alcohol, it gets sold. The state buys it. You buy it back, you know, where that's not the case with this yet.
Not yet.
You can create it and then start selling it and it doesn't have to be sold to the state. So I think once some of those laws are figured out where the state's making money off this and everything else, once they get their piece, I think that might change the motivation of that. They just need to make sure that I'm sure that gets worked in the bill. And then all of a sudden they see the benefit of the money that it brings in, and then we maybe start hearing everyone sing a little bit different tune.
Probably.
Within, you know, government. But it's really interesting to see how that kind of pans out. But I'm guessing in that bill, you know, I haven't read it, but I'm guessing that's probably a significant part of it.
Yeah, they didn't mention that yesterday at all.
No, I haven't heard them talk about it, but I bet it's in there.
But it's coming, I would imagine. You know, because right now you can get on any THC website, order it straight to your door right now, anywhere.
Is that true?
As you want, 100%.
Man, I remember trying to order hokey shit out of the back of Boy's Life when I was a kid and thought that was cool. Now you can get drugs. Now you get drugs to your front door.
Well, I think you've always been able to get drugs to your front door.
Yeah, it's not who you know; it's who I know.
Yep.
Yeah, for sure. It's just weird times, though. So, I mean, when people come and they reach out to us and they ask us, and I mean, that we're still getting that, you know, from
right.
the news and from the all everywhere, and they're just kind of saying, "Hey, what's going on?" And it's hard to explain the fact that it's hard to keep up with all this, and we're trying our best, but we always just err on the side of caution. But it's very reminiscent of COVID for me, I think for all of us, where there's just like, hey, nugget of information comes out, we try to familiarize with ourselves with it, and then people are asking questions the moment, you know, the information is put out there, and everyone expects us to be so like well seasoned and known on this when the information is just coming out at the same time. Everyone's hearing it at the same time, and
just it's a constant pivot.
You hear it, you adjust. Just like through COVID, is like there's new rules and laws constantly coming out. Now you can do this. Now you can do that. You can't do that anymore. You got to do it this way. Now you got to buy this so you can clean it this way and do that. Oh, you got to put this over here. Oh, now you can't have this many people in here. Now you have to put something in between it. Oh, wait, you don't sell enough food. Now you can't do that. Now it closes at this time. It's just.
So we should talk about COVID, huh?
That's episode number 3, because that was good.
It was a constant pivot. And I mean, obviously COVID was much more chaotic than this, right. but it just, it feels like it in the way of like questions are put out or information's put out. And then we have questions and people expect answers. And it's just like, we're just kind of learning and adjusting, you know, because of like the thing that happened, you know, with Tim and, you know, just to the concern of customers, there's certain like graphs, or I don't know if it's a graph, but I think one of the companies out there, they kind of have a thing that says, hey, if you drink X amount to X amount, this is how you can kind of expect it to affect you. This amount to this amount, this amount to this amount. And it just kind of it does a little breakdown as far as, hey, if you're new to this, maybe you should stick within
and
these
that material
limitations.
Is very helpful.
It's very, very helpful, but that's not something that we necessarily thought about. We obviously just making sure we don't want to overserve people. And now we're kind of like, oh, you know what? Maybe we should just put a little bit more information and expectation out there. So, you know, we keep on changing the menus as we're doing it. Like we're adding a QR code with more, this information. We're putting this thing out there that says, hey, this is how that affects you. And that way, so when these people are having it, they are a little bit more knowledgeable of maybe the ride that they're buying a ticket for, and they're not so caught off guard. And that's not something you have all those answers or prepared to do the moment it comes to be purchased right. in Iowa, because we haven't even been asked those questions. We haven't gone through this. We're figuring it out. We're adjusting, and we're just trying to do the best we can with the information we have. So every day we're trying to improve it, but it's just kind of weird. It's a constant pivot on the situation. We have this much to say on the topic, and it still hasn't even been cleared yet. And we're going to get more information.
No, we're still operating in a large gray area
mm-hmm.
with obviously some black and white down the road, you know, right. But like Tim was saying too, half of that shit's up in the air.
Yep.
So, you know, we might be in the same position where we were 6 months ago still. It would be nice to be able to know whether or not we can talk about it openly and stop talking about it under our breath and promote it the way that we would want to.
Right.
Right.
You know, we've talked about doing dinners. There's actually one scheduled.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's going to be fun too. We're excited about that. But, you know, this is gonna be first for us. Another first.
Right.
What we're hoping for is, you know, since everyone's seeing what we're doing, we're making these adjustments. So we're just hoping that we get a little grace from everyone and that they're patient, because, you know, we're all learning at the same rate and we're all trying to adjust and we're trying to do our best. And it's hard to do that. So I think that would be my kind of takeaway from the whole experience, as far as just like, you know, work with us. If you have ideas and suggestions, it's like, we love hearing that too. You know, it's all part of the process.
I think for me, what I want people to understand the most is, you know, we are all navigating this together. There are a lot of places that haven't even begun to try this shit.
I mean, they haven't got a license yet.
I mean, how many? Mm-hmm. I can't even tell you how many other bar owners have reached out to me and be like, "Hey, what's this doing for you guys? Is it sketchy? Are people calling?" Like, because it is such an unknown area. Yeah.
How do you start? What do you do?
How do you start? What do you do? Is there a kit they send you? You know. Mm-hmm. And to be honest with you, you know, part of the reason our menus were changing all the time was because, just like us, a lot of these companies were brand new, trying to figure it all out in the dark. Yep. And the products they were able to supply us were waxing and waning from week to week, which is irritating as fuck.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, a lot of them hadn't even figured their distribution out. So we're just we'd have it, and then we wouldn't have it. And that
we're not the kind of group to put something on a menu that we can't deliver every single day.
No, we like to always consistency. So that was definitely frustrating, but everyone's going through their little struggles.
Yeah. I mean, I guess for everybody to know, you know, you can still get this stuff, you know, you can get it at the C stores, you can get it at our places, and there's plenty of other bars and restaurants all over the place. There's people that are making it. There's a couple breweries making the stuff. And for far as I can tell, it's not going anywhere. But the biggest thing is just, you know, if you're a new drinker and want to try it, start at the 2.5-5 milligram stuff. You know, if you've
new smoker,
don't eat a pack of gummies.
If you're,
in the bar.
You know, this is kind of our thing is like if you're decently experienced, 7.5, 10. If you need more than that, then there's products out there. So that's I'm not telling you what to do by any means.
God knows Tim will not tell you what to do.
I will not. But that's, you know, kind of our experience that we've noticed right now. So
be responsible.
Yep.
Wait for it to hit.
We always kind of joke that the first guy over the wall always gets bloody, and that was definitely us this time.
Yep.
Just want to thank all the real industry dogs out there that stopped by to listen to us. And we want to thank all of our new listeners. Want to thank the fine folks in Cedar Rapids and Eastern Iowa for putting up with all of our both good and bad ideas. You can find us wherever you find your podcasts, and you can find us on social media. I am Cale Henderson, signing out for Justin Zier and Tim Kindle. We are the Industry Dogs. Thank you very much, guys.